USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Jeffrey Epstein has committed suicide. With that story, here's Wendy King.
Jeffrey Epstein, the multimillionaire who was accused of sexually abusing teenage girls, was found dead this morning. He killed himself last night in his cell in the Manhattan Correctional Center, where he had been held without bail since his arrest early last month on sex trafficking charges. Miami Herald reporter Julie Brown has reported on him for over a decade.
Well, I'm pretty surprised, you know, that he had allegedly tried this before, so you would have thought that they would have been paying pretty close attention to him and had people really watching him. He should have been on suicide watch as it is, so it's kind of surprising.
Documents that were released yesterday by a federal appeals court in New York revealed former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, former Senator George Mitchell, and Britain's Prince Andrew were all clients of Epstein, all of whom deny the accusations.
This is USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling on.
The American spirit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Libyan health officials say two UN security staff were killed when a bomb-laden vehicle exploded outside a shopping mall in Libya's eastern city of Benghazi. Benghazi is the stronghold of the self-styled Libyan National Army. Officials say the blast took place outside Arkan Mall, where people were gathering for shopping a day before the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. The building is close to the offices of the UN support mission in Libya. Footage is circulating now, showing what appears to be burnt UN-owned vehicles while thick smoke continues to rise in the sky. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. A damaged tanker truck exploded in eastern Tanzania as people were trying to siphon fuel out of it, killing at least 62 in one of the worst incidents of its kind in the East African country. Tanzanian state broadcaster TBC, citing police figures, said at least 70 more people were burned and injured during the explosion. You can listen anytime online at usaradionews.com. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Prosecutors filed a terrorist threat charge against a 20-year-old man who said he walked into a Missouri store wearing body armor and carrying a loaded rifle and a handgun to test whether Walmart would honor his constitutional right to bear arms. The incident, just days after 22 people were killed during an attack at another Walmart in El Paso, caused a panic at the Springfield, Missouri store. Dmitry Andrachenko walked through, filming himself with his cell phone on Thursday afternoon. No shots were fired, and Andrachenko was arrested after he was stopped by an armed off-duty firefighter at the store. Greene County Prosecuting Attorney Dan Patterson said in a statement, "Missouri protects the right of people to open carry a firearm, but that does not allow an individual to act in a reckless and criminal manner, endangering other citizens. If convicted of the felony charge of making a terrorist threat in the second degree, it's punishable by 4 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. Several thousand people are continuing their protest at Hong Kong's busy international airport. They chanted slogans, set up TV sets to show video of recent protests, and handed out thousands of leaflets explaining the controversy over the proposed extradition law and demands for universal voting rights. In other districts, a group of parents staged separate marches that were approved by the police. They called for better protection for children following incidents in which ordinary people had been caught in clashes between the police and the protesters. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam is continuing to defend her government's handling of the protest by saying, "Natives of Hong Kong have more rights, not less, under the current rules."